We'll now to some arts and culture initiatives that might just provide a couple of hours relief from lockdown homeschooling. Many museums and art institutions offer online kids programs in the best of times, and this has been ramped up since lockdowns first began in March last year. Term 4, the final school term, started last week, but nearly 400,000 children in Auckland, Northland and Waikato are still learning from home. Auckland Art Gallery Senior Manager Operations and Audiences Richard Wormley says they are offering kid-friendly versions of virtual exhibit tours as well as ideas for creative projects. Creative projects that don't involve staring at a screen. And New Zealand Maritime Museum Public Programs Manager Alison Roygaard says they have baking, craft making and knot tying activities to engage children in their whānau. Kia ora kōrua, welcome both.
Morning,
lovely to have you with us. So, Richard, what's on offer from the Auckland Art Gallery?
Well, we have a great series of art bubbles created by Michelle Wilkinson, our family programs coordinator. And they're really a series of starters to get you going. You can pop on to our website under family activities and a great series of creative activities based on our exhibition program. So we use our artists and our artworks as our starting point, and then we ask the participants to take a bit of a leap and create their own artworks at home. It's a great opportunity to get off the screen and get hands-on and get involved in a creative project.
So if I'm at home with a house full of kids, what do I do to get what I need?
and I know that's a bit of a challenge for parents at the moment. And so if you head to our website, you'll find under family activities a whole page of sort of one-page starter activities. They all use kind of found objects from around the house, so you don't need a special set of paints or art-making kits. Michelle's very cleverly designed it so that you can use your baking paper and glue sticks and bits of string and all sorts of things to get creative. It will. It's really great for parents to get involved with the kids and do the projects together. They're all designed to be kind of interactive amongst adults and children. And you'll find on there a great series of starters for some creative thinking and creative making.
If you've got a printer at home, I think you can actually print some things out. Is that correct?
You can certainly print them out, yes.
And the other thing that caught my eye, we've got new things arriving each week. And go ahead.
So we started these back in the first lockdown. And so there is a bit of a legacy on there already and a good history of activities that you can pick up from the past. But we will be put new ones up every week. Michelle and her team are generating new ideas to keep you busy all the time. So each week you can go on and find a new activity on there.
We can make poi and light. Yes. What's light bulb landscapes?
Light bulb, the classic symbol of an idea based on our fabulous Bill Colbert exhibition. And Bill Colbert was an artist who was very creative and playful with his experimentations in light. We've used the idea of the light bulb as the symbol of an idea to get you thinking about a creative landscape that you can create inside that confined shape of the light bulb from around your area. So a good little inspiration starter. And there's a fabulous one on there that I love, which was inspired by Charlotte Graham's Creative Learning Centre installation for the exhibition Toi Tu Toyota, which gets you out into your natural environment, creating some rubbings and making your own corduroy cloak, which you can gradually build up over time and all the family can participate in adding to.
This is great. There are some images on the website, listeners, if you want to get an idea of what's available here, rnz.co.nz/9toNoon, and then just scroll down and click on this gallery. What's the thing I just spot? The kids can do some virtual tours. I know the idea is to try and get the eyeballs off the screen, but there are some virtual tours available which also have facts and activities attached.
Yes, so both our virtual tours that are on the website at the moment, which is Toi Tu Toyota, Contemporary Māori Art Exhibition, and Enchanted Worlds, which was historic Japanese works on paper exhibition. Both have family trails on them. So they are definitely a bit more screen time, but I think done together, the family tool component of that, where you get a family-specific label with a series of questions and prompts that get you really thinking about the works. So there is the wow factor of doing the virtual tour. These tours are using a very clever piece of software that makes you feel like you're right in the gallery. You can actually swivel around and look at the space that you're in. If there are works with sound in there, you can hear that sound. And then you can spot the little family labels there, click on those, and done together, they really good conversation starter for getting you thinking about how the artworks operate, what the ideas are, and stimulating your own creative thinking. So you get the attraction of the digital content, but you also get the ideas factory, which is the real important part of sort of the creative thinking around the artworks.
And some surprise hits. I should say some of these ideas have been gifted by artists, I think. There's been some surprise hits, like the needlepoint activity, which feels very almost 19th century, doesn't it? 20th century anyway. But some kids have loved it.
Yes, we're loving that, the old school creative activities. And my daughter in particular loved the needlepoint, and she hasn't stopped doing it. We ended up doing an online order from Spotlight to get her more materials, and she has, you know, it has really stimulated her own creativity. She makes birthday cards for her friends and attaches needlepoint to the front. It's really lit a little bit of a fire in here, which is, you know, really great to see.
Great stuff. Just quickly, I think you're working on an activity box, a 14-day activity box. Is this something that might actually be able to be physically delivered? What's the story with it?
Yeah, so we've been working away in the background over the past few weeks, looking at how we can relieve some of the pressure of isolation. And so we've come up with kind of like a 2-week activity plan where each day you can dip into our box of materials and activities, and there's kind of a front side and a back side depending on what level you want to approach the activity. And, you know, it's really the focus is on the well-being benefits of being creative. So we know that focusing the mind is a way of kind of escaping that sense of isolation. It has great benefits, you know, stimulating creative thinking and nonlinear thinking has great well-being benefits. And we hope that this kind of ability to step in and focus on an activity and be expressive through creativity gives some relief.
Super, Richard. Those should
be available soon.
Should be available soon. Okay, so watch this space. Thank you, Richard Womley of Auckland Art Gallery. Now, Alison Roygaard, as we said, is with the New Zealand Maritime Museum, Public Programs Manager. Alison, two of my great challenges in life, baking and how to tie knots. I think, is more important to me. I forget. Tell me about the activities you've got for kids.
So, yes, no Maritime Museum would be complete about teaching some important nautical knots. So we've got four on there at the moment, and you can watch the video or you can read the instructions. And I think it could also make a good family challenge, you know, if you challenge your family to see who could do all four the fastest.
Anything will do. There's some pretty fancy nautical rope here in the image on the website, but you could do it with anything that's thick enough to put into a certain shape.
Yep, totally. Anything will do. We've even got a knot tying pretzel, so you could tie your hand at knotting some dough.
You've got a good old-fashioned mini Maui activity pack. Again, this can be printed if you've got a printer at home. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. So this club grew out of the first lockdown, I have to say, but we create a quarterly activity pack, and that actually goes out in the mail to the children. And we focus on a different theme each time. So last time it was traditional waka, and it shows some waka models from our collection and how they're used as a tool to pass down boat building information through the generations, but you can also try your hand at lashing techniques, or there's, you know, puzzles and colouring them. So the activity packs focus on a lot of different activities.
You've also really kept up the theme. You've had kids making sweetheart brooches, which of course goes back to the war.
Yes, well, we have a couple of sweetheart brooches in our collection, and it's a personal favourite of mine. So we had a competition during the last school holidays, and we got children to make their own versions of a sweetheart brooch, the things that they'd found around the home. And then we also got them to tell us who they would give it to. And I think it's the most heartwarming thing we've ever done at the museum, just seeing those beautiful smiling children's faces with their creations.
Just finally, you've got a Make, Bake, Create page, which is great, a bunch of nautical inspired cakes, but I think the top one is probably going to be making your own chocolate fish.
Ah, yes, I think that's a good, easy, maybe slightly messy one for children.
Fabulous. Thanks, Alison Rigard of the New Zealand Maritime Museum. The museum's stepping up, particularly for people in Auckland and Waikato, still with so many children at home, 400,000 children at home. Go to their websites and you can get some real physical ideas to do things at home with the kids.